Today, the serious money is in housing, but... Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. The ABS released their latest data on household wealth in the March 2024 quarter today. They say in aggregate terms, household wealth was up 2.7% in the March quarter, or $431 billion. The value of assets is skyrocketing at the moment, but incomes are hardly growing. So if you're lucky enough to own any assets like residential property or superannuation savings, your wealth is likely increasing. But if you don't own any assets, you're missing out. Of course, this does not tell us much at all, really, because the wealth is not equally spread across all households, and the debt to support asset acquisition is also not equally spread. Plus, the growth in the population means that the per capita wealth is not as strong. Or in other words, is this a meaningful measure? Well, probably not. In the low wealth bands, where financial assets are less prevalent, wealth has tended to stand still or, in many cases, has regressed. Late last year, the Australian Council of Social Services, or ACOS, published a report showing that the main components of wealth in Australia, using the latest data, showed that the average wealth per household was around the main home at 39%, superannuation at 20%, shares and other financial assets at 19%, investments or other real estate at 12%, and other non-financial assets at 10%. Now remember that wealth and income are different things. Wealth refers to the economic resources held by members of a household after all their debts are theoretically paid off. It's held in assets like residential investment properties, superannuation accounts, shares, personal savings, and non-financial assets like cars, furniture, and artwork. Your wealth increases if those things increase in value. It can increase when the estimated sale price of your house goes up, for example, relative to the size of the principal outstanding on your mortgage. It can increase when your super grows or when your savings grow. All this is very different, of course, from income, because income refers to current payments received by a household that are used to support current consumption. And the most common sources of income are wages, salaries, and government pensions and allowances. And of course, in my surveys, I've shown a growing number of people are underwater from a cash flow perspective. So when we talk about household wealth increasing, we're talking about the value of assets going up. So the ABS said that the total household wealth was $16.2 trillion in the March quarter, and that was 10.2% or $1.5 trillion higher than a year ago. Residential land and dwellings was the largest contributor to the quarterly growth in household wealth, adding 1.3 percentage points. The ABS said rising asset values continue to drive growth in household wealth in the first quarter of 2024, with house prices continuing to increase. This is, of course, the magic pudding of pseudo-wealth created by ever higher home prices, stoked by poor supply and high demand, and which, by the way, is prompting some households now to sell their property to crystallize paper wealth into real wealth, as we discussed in yesterday's show, following the strong inflation read. The flood of money created by central banks' ultra-low rate policies from 2008, plus government cash handouts and transfers, including those through the COVID years, has pushed inflation and asset prices higher and explains why the inflation dragon won't get tamed easily. Much of the cash, by the way, has also stoked the AI boom, with cashed-up investors turning to the tech sector as another growth engine. Though, as we've been highlighting before, this is not necessarily a one-way street. This surplus cash wave and market movements also helps to explain why superannuation assets contributed a 0.9 percentage point rise in growth of household wealth this quarter, driven by strong investment performance in both domestic and overseas markets. And households' direct ownership of shares and other equities also contributed a 0.4 percentage point rise to the quarterly growth in household wealth. And household deposits grew by 2% or $39.2 billion in the March quarter and 7.1% over the last year. This was driven by an $11.2 billion increase in transferable deposits and $21.7 billion increase in non-transferable deposits like savings and fixed-term deposits. Growth in household deposits since March quarter last year has slowed compared to the highest rate of growth seen from 2020 to 2022, and that's consistent with the falling household savings ratio, the ABS said. It's worth remembering the household savings ratio fell to 0.9% in the March quarter after rising last quarter, and household income received grew at its lowest rate since December 2021, reflecting the relatively small rises in compensation of employees and investment income received over the quarter. And the ABS also looked to the other side of the balance sheet, which had a total of $101 billion in the March quarter. This was driven by private non-financial businesses at $39.8 billion, households at $31.3 billion, and local governments at $10.9 billion, and also the Commonwealth at $9.6 billion. So all up, the story continues, with asset prices continuing to swell in response to policy from central banks and government. But there are two questions to consider. First, will the asset growth continue? Are we reaching levels where the higher for longer interest rates will start hitting home? And second, what of the growing number of households with zero assets and a cash flow deficit? So while superficially the ABS numbers might sound promising, actually they tell a sad tale of asset inflation, but one which few really want to recognise, at least for now. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.